Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, How to Create a Raving Fans Who Freaking Love You. Why is this important? Because your fans help you build your name and your product. Fans always tell me, I'm beautiful, but no one will ever be as beautiful as them. How to create raving fans that freaking love you. Newsflash, the days of waiting to be discovered are long gone. Can I get a hallelujah? With the internet and social media, it's easier than ever to engage with millions of potential fans around the world and make great money helping them to lead better lives with your products and services. Remember that social media. How did Justin Bieber get found and get the opportunity to be where he is today as a musician? Social media. And how many bloggers are there that take to YouTube and post videos of themselves giving advice? You know what? That has made them a celebrity. So you don't have to go through the normal channels today to become a celebrity. You just need to know the ins and outs of how to make yourself successful. Handled right, not only will you gain a loyal and enthusiastic following, but you'll have a blast running your business. More leverage to make a difference in the world, and you'll attract customers who will happily buy from you again and again. Here are 7 ways to create raving fans that love you, and I'll bet you'll wind up loving them too. Focus more on what you can give them than what you can get from them. Here's the deal. Since the economy took a tumble, our BS meters are dialed up to the highest frequency. We instantly feel whether or not someone's a giver or a taker. Whether you realize it or not, every single product, service, blog post, video, podcast, Twitter update, email blast, and website you create is impregnated with either the intention to give or the intention to get. That is, think about some of the things that you currently do and how you use social media. How do you create a blog post? What do you do with your video? How do you promote your podcast? How do you use Twitter and an email blast? All of these things together make it easier to promote a business today. Because let's compare what we use with social media and how it was pennies on the dollar, whereas years ago, before you had the internet, before you had Twitter, before you had Facebook, before you had YouTube, you had to go the traditional method of marketing, which was printing up, mailing out, and doing multiple mailings just to get people to recognize you. Because you know what? It took at least 3 to 4 times that someone would see your name or see your brochure that you had. And you know what? If you made changes from one day to the next that something happened, or if something was printed up wrong to begin with, you had to reprint it up, and that was always a double cost. So today, to build a business, it's far less to get started before you even make the first dollar than it was years ago. The real secret here is to focus on giving during every step of your marketing process. Even the sales material can be crafted with the question, how can I give more than I get right now? And remember the call letters, WIIFM, because every customer will think of what's in it for me. How am I going to learn something? So you need to give more value to your customer than you get up front if you want them to be a long-term partner or business that will service them for the rest of their life. Whether it's the tone of your copy, the free content you offer, the delivery of your product or service, you follow up messages, you guarantee, or the bonuses you make available, always make the conscious choice to give more than you get. Action step. Whenever you create anything or have any interaction, start with the intention to give more value than you receive. Get over wanting everyone to like you. When you try to get everyone to like you, you inevitably water down your message. Create standard, aka boring, products and lose impact. Your marketing will be as excited as watching paint dry. And let me tell you something. There are, and I'm going to equate this with something that a lot of people are aware of, and that is that if you look at the entertainment industry and daytime television and the soap operas, that today, if you are writing a serial story, you need it to be exciting. Why? Because you don't want people to think of it as watching paint dry. Because you know what? That is the quickest way to lose viewership, lose your rating, and lose your show. Sure, you may get less criticism, but you'll also get less money, less love, and you'll have a heck of a lot less fans. When I first started out, I tried being the polished, buttoned up entrepreneur. Honestly, it totally sucked, and my bank account agreed. The truth is, I like to swear from time to time and have a unique sense of humor. Once I got really clear that my business, brand, and personality were one thing, my income and satisfaction went up dramatically. Remember, when you are selling yourself, you are selling a brand. So people need to know what your brand is, whether it's the colors that you use on your business card, your website, whatever. They all need to be consistent. Think about it. When you think of the Arches, you automatically think of McDonald's. When you see the Big Boy, what do you think of immediately? Shoney's. So what is a brand that you want to project, and how can you utilize all of that to make that part of who you are? The sad part is, for so many people, they don't realize that what they truly need to do is be who they are. And let's look at it this way. Truth, no matter how awesome, smart, loving, funny, authentic, or nice you are? Or no matter how killer your product or services are, there are people in the world who just won't like you or your stuff. And that's okay, because for every person who doesn't like you, you'll attract hundreds, if not thousands, more who really freaking love you. And if you stay real and take good care of them, they'll likely be your customers for life. And here is something to think about, because affiliate marketing and network marketing is a true opportunity to increase your income because today, every company that starts, they are not developing a product to sell over in retail stores. They're creating product that they can sell themselves through such things as what I'm thinking of is that they can sell through their website. For instance, how many times have I had someone contact me, like very recently, that what was she selling me? Forever Young, and it is health and wellness products. Well, you know, the thing that you need to do is you need to know your niche and who are the people that would be interested in your niche. The problem is that people, and what I've seen done previously in network marketing, is they tell the distributor, oh, everyone you pass used a 3-foot rule, because if you can touch them or you can talk to them, they're your potential customer. But you know what? Let's put it this way. I have certain products that I use that I found work well with my skin. Why would I go and join a company that I have to buy their products and their products alone, and I have no real idea whether or not that is going to work with my skin tone or how I want to project my image? But if you look at technology today, most people have to embrace technology. And there are companies that are starting up. And in fact, I went and developed a mobile game that the platform I used, it can only be used on Google Play to download onto an Android phone for people to play. But the thing is that the gaming industry is becoming a booming industry, and in the next few years, it will be $100 billion business. And anyone that understands gaming or likes to play games, but even doesn't play games, that even they know a lot of people who play games. So why not, if you're going to look for a product to get into, look at something that has potential growth? Years ago, when you looked at an industry, when you went to work for a corporation, that is what they told you to do and how to look at a company that you could work for from the time you enter it, work your way up, and stay there for the next 30 years. But in the late 90s, and especially now, there is no such thing as a corporate job for life. Don't chicken out or sell out. Stay true to your own voice. Getting nasty, baseless criticism, don't engage. Save what my friend Scott Stratton calls your emotional currency for your fans, customers, and loved ones. Get your peeps on your list. Having a legion of blog readers, Twitter followers, or Facebook fans is truly awesome. But never underestimate the importance of getting your people on your mailing list. That means you need to make it very attractive for them to opt in or submit their name and email to your web form and confirm that they want to receive messages from you. And let me just back up here and tell you, what you are doing here is you are creating a sales funnel. And when you understand how to build and create a sales funnel, then you can, in essence, create an opportunity of building an income for yourself just by using social media to market your product or services. As you probably know, email is still one of the most reliable, affordable, and easy ways to stay closely connected with your market. And it's a fantastic way to become a regular, welcome presence in your customer's life. And when it comes to selling products or services, effective email promotions can make you a lot of money. I really can't stress the importance of your list enough. Having a high quality, highly responsive email list is one of the most valuable assets in your online business. So, attracting fans and followers is great, but make it a priority to get your people on your list. And there are several sites that you can use that can help you promote and your website. Not just Twitter, not just Facebook. In fact, Facebook keeps changing because they are now a publicly traded company on the NASDAQ, but I think it's the New York Stock Exchange. And for him to increase, for the owner to increase his earnings, his ranking, he's got to show that his website can make money. So he is constantly changing how you can market your products. And if you want to make the most reach on Facebook, you have to pay to advertise today. That is how he is changing how he grows his company. Make sure there's a very cool, extremely valuable, ethical bribe, also known as an opt-in offer, on your website. Join our newsletter is no longer enough. If you're marketing to pumpkin enthusiasts, a video, a PDF report teaching 17 little-known tricks to grow giant pumpkins, guaranteed, is a heck of a lot better. That is, you want to use a case study or a video series because that is something that people will watch, especially when you think of the MTV era and all of the kids that grew up today that are in the workforce, that they think in terms of short and simple things that they can watch and it be entertaining and at the same time give them a message. Create and share amazing content regularly. One of the simplest methods to create raving fans that freaking love you is to create and share cool and valuable content on a regular basis. What constitutes amazing content? Content that helps your customers get what they most want. It's either useful, entertaining, or inspiring. Ideally, it's a combo. Choose your medium based on your strengths. Are you a good writer? Blog posts may be perfect for you. Love being in front of the camera? Create video content. The iPhone is awesome and easy. Can you talk about a subject like nobody's business? Podcasting may be your thing. Don't get hung up trying to do it all. Get good and consistent at one medium first, then branch out. If you love all three, knock yourself out. Once a week is a nice guideline to get started with. Many hardcore bloggers video or written post daily, while other folks publish content more sporadically. Generally speaking, keep in regular touch with your market, and as long as your stuff is valuable and relevant, the more frequent, the better. And here's a secret. Your cool and valuable content doesn't always have to come from you. You can share links to other people's cool and valuable content too. Just keep in mind what your market's greatest fears, frustrations, hopes, and dreams are. Share relevant material that helps them get what they most want. Make a list of 30 ideas, awesome posts, videos, articles. Your content doesn't have to be long. In fact, these days, the shorter, the more to the point, the better. Don't underestimate the power and the value of their action step. Because having to go to content list will keep you from getting a creator's block and make it much easier to stay connected to your market on a regular basis. Remember, the better connection you have with your market, the more impact you'll have with their lives and more money you'll make in your business. Use the friend filter when writing copy or creating content. Which sounds better? Dear customer, we'd like to take a moment to inform you about our upcoming two-day customer appreciation event being held next weekend. Or, hey Jen, want to come to a cool party next weekend? I'd love to see you. We'll have organic food, drinks, and you're welcome to bring friends. No contest, right? If you want people to fall in love with you and your products and services, drop the corporate speak and get friendly. Use what's called the friend filter when drafting any type of copy, blog post, email, sales page, video script. Ask yourself, would I say this to my friend? If not, don't send it. Also, remember, when writing copy, you're always writing to one person at a time. When your ideal client opens your email, she's not sitting with a group of people around the computer or cell phone. She's by herself. Make her feel special and like you're talking only to her. And you know, friend to friend, using the friend filter makes writing copy or making videos, content, and even products dramatically easier and more fun. From now on, use the friend filter in all your creations and communication. If you wouldn't say it to a friend, don't say it to your market. Depending on your business and market, you can have a lot of fun with this technique. Experiment and find your own groove. I predict the most powerful and profitable businesses of the new economy will take a much more personal approach. And what we are looking at here is that you want people to love you, but you have to look at what are the things that you can do that can truly make them put you in a position where you are awesome and that they truly want you. Now, make it easy to share your awesomeness. When people like what they see, they'll want to spread the word. And word of mouth marketing is one of the most powerful, lucrative kinds of marketing today. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for both individual and group coaching.